Today we celebrate the feast of Pentecost. Pentecost is a very special celebration because it is the birthday of the church. Pentecost comes 9 days after the feast of the ascension of our Lord. During the ascension, Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "Stay in Jerusalem until you receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And then you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Samaria, in Judea, and to the rest of the world." The 9 days before Pentecost were very special days for the apostles. They were days of prayer. The apostles did not just take off after the ascension of the Lord and started fishing or shopping or playing video games. They went into prayer in the upper room. And it was also a time in which they were afraid of the Jews. And that is the very reason Jesus asked them to remain in Jerusalem, because he knows that if the apostles go outside of Jerusalem or begin to witness to the gospel without the power of the Holy Spirit, they will be ineffective. He doesn't want the incident that happened when Peter denied him 3 times to repeat itself again. So the apostles of Jesus Christ stayed in the upper room for 9 days, praying and interceding for the Holy Spirit. This was the very first novena of the church. On Pentecost Sunday, the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles as tongues of fire. And that was transformative for the apostles. Their lives changed when the Holy Spirit came upon them. From very fearful men and women, these disciples of Jesus Christ were empowered and they were courageous to preach the gospel of Christ. Peter, who was very fearful before, became so courageous that he stood up and went out of the room and preached and converted thousands of people. The other apostles, like Peter and John, whom in Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 14, we are told, could not cure the boy that was possessed with a demon, became so powerful that they were healing the sick and they were casting out demons. Philip, one of the apostles, was courageous enough to preach and convert the magician. Stephen, one of the apostles, becomes the very first martyr of the Christian church. He gave his life for the gospel. So that with the power of the Holy Spirit, the apostles performed several signs. They were now courageous to witness the gospel of Jesus Christ. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verse 12, tells us, so many signs were worked in the hands of the apostles that the sick were laid on the streets so that the shadows of Peter and John and the rest of the apostles would bring healing to them. The question we might ask ourselves today is, how come we do not perform these great works that the apostles of Jesus Christ performed? Did the apostles receive a different kind of Holy Spirit than the one we all receive at baptism and at confirmation? Today, the bishop will be here to give the gift of the Holy Spirit through confirmation to members of our parish. They will receive exactly the same Holy Spirit that the apostles of Jesus Christ received on Pentecost Sunday. The difference between the apostles and us is, when the apostles received the Holy Spirit, they went right out and became witnesses of the gospel. For us, or for most of us, after receiving the Holy Spirit, we go right back to the upper room. The upper room was a place of prayer, but it was also a place of fear. The apostles locked themselves in the upper room for fear of the Jews. It was their comfort zone. And that's what most of us do in our Christian lives. We stay in the upper room. We feel more comfortable in the upper room. We feel more comfortable not identifying ourselves maybe as Christians or as Catholics because we may not be persecuted. The apostles did not return to the upper room after Pentecost, but they went right out to be witnesses of the gospel. They were not afraid to give their lives for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. At confirmation, we all receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. But for some of us, we are not using those gifts that we receive. It's like when you receive a gift at Christmas, it's well wrapped. And you say, wow, this gift is well wrapped. And then you store it somewhere. Every now and then you might take it and just admire it, appreciate it, look at it, and you keep it there. It's not very useful to you or useful to anyone. That is how the gift of the Holy Spirit is, the place the Holy Spirit is in some of our lives, in some of us, our lives. We have it all well wrapped and kept somewhere in our lives. We don't touch it. We don't use it. I always say to people, you do not know that you have the gift of healing unless you place your hands upon someone who is sick and pray for healing for that person and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. You might live through your whole life and you might not know that you have that gift unless you try to use it. You might not know that you have the gift of teaching unless you decide to volunteer to teach in a parish school of religion. And sometimes you're overcome by the fear. You say, well, if I say in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed, what if this person is not healed? That's fine. It's not about you. You are not the one doing the healing. If the person is healed, good. If the person is not healed, good. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name, give the glory. Our challenge is to begin to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gifts that we receive. Go out and try them. Try out the gifts. You never know you have a gift unless you try it, unless you try to use it. That is our challenge this Pentecost Sunday. Go and use the gifts that you have received from God. We must cultivate the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Even though these gifts are permanent, they must be used, they must be kept alive in our lives, or they will go dormant. I want to make three suggestions to you in which you can keep the gift of the Holy Spirit alive in you. The very first one, spend some time, some quiet time. We are all so busy. We are always running around doing something. When you talk with everybody, they will tell you, oh, I am really busy. I am so busy. Yes, we are. We're so busy that we do not leave some time for God in our lives. We do not take a break to listen to God speak to us. There's so much noise in our world, so much distraction. From listening to news on TV in the morning, and you get into the car, you are listening to Sirius or XM radio, and then you get to work, and it's just on the phone and just constantly we're being distracted. And we don't leave any time to listen to God. We need to take a break and create some room for God in our lives. If we want the Holy Spirit to be powerful in our lives, if we want Him to be alive in our lives, we must stop and listen to God speak to us. The prophet Isaiah tells us in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." It doesn't have to be an hour. It doesn't have to be half an hour. Maybe just 5 minutes every day. This is my quiet time with God. This is the time I want God to speak specially to me. The second suggestion I have for you this morning is pray together with others. It is very wonderful to have a personal prayer life, but we are made for communion. We need to be in communion with others. We need to pray with other people. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 tells us, where two or three people are gathered, Jesus Christ is in their midst. Find a prayer group, a group of people that you can pray with. If you can't find one here in our church, find one in the other parishes. If you can't find one in any of the Catholic churches around, find one in any of the Christian churches around. If you can't find one in any of the Christian churches around, begin one. Find a group of people you can pray together with. The Holy Spirit found the apostles in prayer as a group. When you pray as a group, you support each other through your prayers. You strengthen each other in prayer. And when you pray, pray for an infilling of the Holy Spirit. Pray for a refreshment of the Holy Spirit in your lives. Every day of my life, I pray for the Holy Spirit. And as I always say to people, I keep praying for the Holy Spirit every day because my body keeps leaking the Holy Spirit, so I need a refill. So pray for the Holy Spirit daily in your lives. The third suggestion I have for you this morning, ask the Blessed Virgin Mary for her intercession. She's a very powerful woman, the first woman in the New Testament to be filled with the Holy Spirit. She was in the upper room with the apostles. Acts of the Apostles tells us that the apostles were gathered around Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, interceding for the Holy Spirit. She was the great intercessor in that room. Ask her to intercede for you, that you also will receive a second Pentecost in your own life. You can ask for her intercession by saying the rosary. If saying the rosary every day is too much for you, just say one decade. If that is still too much, just say one Hail Mary every day. If a Hail Mary is too long, there are some other short prayers to the Blessed Virgin Mary that would take maybe 10 seconds to say. Just memorize one of them and say it every day. But keep her close to you. A servant of Mary or a child of Mary will never perish. On this feast of Pentecost, I challenge you, use the gifts of the Holy Spirit that you have received. Use them. They were given to you to build up the body of Christ. They were given to you that you will be the witnesses of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Maybe you haven't heard this before, or you don't know this. You will be held accountable on the last day for how you use the gifts that you receive.